Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Brian Jose. He is the director of the University of Florida Performing Arts. Here at the University of Florida, they have a huge facility located in the Cultural Plaza off Hull Road, as well as other facilities throughout campus. And it's time for the new season, the 2025-2026 season. It's going to be there's going to be a preview available, but there's a lot of wonderful things starting beginning in September 19th and then continuing through April. So it's a full season of fabulous music, dance, theater, you name it, you got it. And also a great upstage option, which has become extremely popular. So, Brian, thanks for coming and tell us about the 40 performances coming. Just a few, you know.
Yeah, I could work right through that.
Thanks. There you go.
Yeah, it's so good to be with you, Sue. Yeah, you're exactly right. The season begins on September 19th, Upstage. And maybe not everybody's familiar with Upstage. It's a new series that we've created. It's become our most popular set of offerings, probably a third of our season now, where it's primarily music. Everybody sits on the stage with the artist, and there's food and there's drink, and it just changes the experience because you become more of a participant in the performance than maybe in a traditional audience. We sell out pretty much every one of our shows. It's a hot ticket, and I'm casually convinced it's the best night out in Central Florida.
That's great. So people actually get to sit in at tables that are placed on stage?
That's right. So four top tables. There's heavy hors d'oeuvres at the 7 o'clock show, a cash bar. And then the 9 o'clock set has coffees and desserts at a lower price point, also the cash bar. And it's really a way to have an intimate experience with the performer. You know, I kind of say it's like getting on a plane and flying to Greenwich Village to one of the great jazz clubs or something, and then you're back in your own bed an hour and 15 minutes later. Not bad.
That really is cool. So you have a wide variety of performances scheduled throughout this season. So
yeah. And as we call ourselves a multidisciplinary presenter, that's just our fancy way of saying we do music, dance, and theater. But within music, all types of music, jazz, folk, classical, world, or dance, everything from balletic to contemporary to, you know, traditional or ethnic dances. And then in theater, from Shakespeare to something contemporary, spoken word, humor, all that kind of thing.
Wow. Something for everyone.
That's the hope.
That's nice. So when you talk about music, who are some of the artists you have coming this season?
Yeah, so I'll just give a little hint, and we'll come back to...
We won't tell anyone.
Well, yeah, we'll go back to when people can come to the preview next week to see this in detail. But a couple that I'm really excited about. One is Postmodern Jukebox. This is a band that... when we've had before, sold out way
Glenn
in
Richards,
advance.
Our producer here, loves them.
So. Yeah, yeah. So
he'll be there.
Good. And if you're not familiar with Postmodern Jukebox, this is a band that takes songs that we all love or maybe hate and gives them a remake. So they'll take a Van Halen heavy metal song and give it a 60s girl group remake, for instance. And they're going to be doing a holiday show. They're very popular. Prague Philharmonia will be here with... Blake Pouliot and Andrew Von Ooyen, two fabulous soloists. Those are some shows. And then Upstage, Tyreek McDowell, who opens the season, is an artist I love. His bluesy voice is spectacular. And on the back end of the season is Lucia. And she sings in both Spanish and in English. Covers a lot of Disney material. And her voice, it's one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. So, you know, those are just some highlights quickly.
That's neat. So give us some more details on what's happening.
Another show that I'm particularly excited about is, and this takes a little explanation, is called Debate, Baldwin versus Buckley. And this is about the 1965 seminal debate between James Baldwin and William F. Buckley. One of those seminal moments in civil rights history happened at the Cambridge Union. And this is not some reimagining of that experience. It's actually word for word. This is what Buckley said. This is what Baldwin said. This is how they said it. And you sit in the Squitieri Theater around them just like they did at the Cambridge Union in 1965. And you get to really experience history as it happened then. And it's going to be a great theater piece. Dance, Palabolas will be here, the world-famous dance company.
I saw their 50th anniversary concert. Right. It was quite nice.
I still remember vividly the first time I saw Palabolas. Geez, 25-plus years ago. I was gobsmacked. The strength, the agility, the athleticism, the creativity. So thrilled to have them back on the stage.
Yeah, they're still traveling after all this time.
They really are. Yeah, yeah. Every year they have a new complement of dancers that are as impressive or more impressive than those that came before them. Sa Dance Company will be here. This is a South Asian Kathak dance-based company, contemporary. And they're going to be celebrating womanhood, celebrating mothers, grandmothers, aunties, all those people in our lives that really are our anchors. And it's a joyous show with sublime costuming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said Kathak dance?
Kathak dance, yes. South Asian.
Oh, okay.
Tradition based on that sort of traditional dance and then taken to new places, you know, with a contemporary feel.
And it seems like there's always a few theater productions that traveling, I guess, Broadway tours.
The Broadway tours, I'll give away a couple. And I'm thrilled that we get to have two nights of Hadestown, the 2019 Tony-winning Best Musical, and also won the Grammy the next year for Best musical album. We'll have that for two nights in November, so we're excited about that. And I'll say that the end of the season, we end with Music Man, the toe tapper, family friendly. I cannot confirm, I'm not going to deny, but I cannot confirm that Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster will be in the cast of that one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm joking, they won't.
Oh. Well, you know, you said can't. You know.
Well, yeah, it'd be a fool to deny it. I guess there's a one in a million chance.
You never know. They might be passing through Florida, yeah. You know, went to the beach, said, I'll go perform for an evening.
It's usually in their contract that they get to play Gainesville.
And a lot of times when you have these artists in, don't they go out in the community and they do, I guess it was called master classes?
We do. And yes, and. One of the things that we've created over the last few years that's really, I think, has been special, it's called the Rural Arts Initiative, RAI for short. We created this with Drummond Bank, now Seacoast Bank, where we take our artists from Cedar Key to Keystone Heights. They go to schools in towns with populations below 5,000, schools that generally don't get some of the great artists from the world coming to their classrooms. And we do this in the fall, and we do this in the spring with an artist that their time is devoted over that week to going to all these schools.
That's amazing. So we're going to take a break in about a minute. But if people wanted to find out information, like if they're listening to the show right now and they want to click on a website for more information, what is the web address?
performingarts.ufl.edu. Very simple.
And tickets are available there, or do you need to go through Ticketmaster?
Oh, no. Thank you for asking that. We are not a Ticketmaster location. You purchase directly from UFPA, so you're not incurring some of the fees that you might with other outlets. You just go straight through our ticket office, and you purchase your own tickets right there.
So you can either do it online, or you can call?
You can call. You can visit us, but most people do this online anymore.
That's amazing. And, of course, there's something for everyone during this season. So I think it's but if I recall, you got to do this quickly because everything sells out and these upstage performances, from all accounts, are just absolutely incredible.
It is something, especially for upstage, you do need to act quickly on. Tickets go on sale to the public on August 23rd.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. And I believe there's some incredible renovations going on in the facility. And we want to find out more about that. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Brian Joes. And he is the director of the University of Florida Performing Arts. And the new season is coming up. There's going to be a preview on July 22nd. And there's a lot of information online already about the various acts. There's about 40 coming for the 2025-2026 season. Something for everyone. Music, dance, theater, spoken word. And it's going to be in a facility that's really going to make a difference because there's some major renovations going on in the hall. And tell us a little bit more about that.
You're exactly right, Sue. Major acoustic renovation project this summer. It's going on as we speak. The Phillips Center in the main hall is fabulous for orchestral work. You know, it's got a reverb. It envelops you. It's a really warm sound. It's great for vocals. But, man, it's a much tougher environment for Broadway shows, things we call reinforced sound. That's amplified music. So a lot of contemporary artists can be very challenging for spoken word because there's so much echo. It's such a live hall. So this summer, we're putting in acoustical draperies. These are variable acoustic draperies, they're called, and that's a fancy way of saying draperies that can come down the walls to absorb sound, or they can be completely withdrawn so we keep the original environment. And these draperies will be throughout the hall. This is about a $2 million project, and this will fundamentally change the listening experience for each person in the hall. And in addition to these draperies, we're also putting in line array speaker system and another fancy thing, but that's speakers that are mounted up near the ceiling and they aim the sound down onto each seat so we get uniform coverage. Also, other materials being put on the walls which prevent echo. So it's going to be a, when somebody comes back to the Phillips Center this fall for a Broadway show, for spoken word, anything, they're going to have a fundamentally different audio experience.
Wow, that's amazing. And this will all be ready in time for first performance?
It will. If I took you in the hall right now, you'd be surprised to see everything pretty much down to the studs and the scaffolding. But in 2 months, it'll be complete.
That's great. Well, tell us a little bit more about some of the other performers that are coming. I know there's one, being a cat person, I know this is not a cat, but it's a cabaret show with Meow Meow, and she's also performed with Ari Shapiro from NPR.
Yeah, that's right. Meow Meow does a cabaret show. Leave the kids at home. She has chops. Man, she can sing, but she has a stand-up comedian sense of timing and presence. And that's right. The first time I saw her was with the great band Pink Martini. It was their 25th anniversary. They had two special guests, Ari Shapiro, of course, of NPR, and Meow Meow. I saw this at the Kennedy Center. And I'm telling you, she carried a 2,000-seat hall like there were only 100 people there. She created a cabaret environment. I knew if we could ever get her for upstage, it would slay. So thrilled that she's going to be here in April for an upstage performance.
In April, great. And you mentioned there's also going to be some comedians that are coming as well.
Yeah, a comedian named Dusty Slay. And I love this guy. Super funny. Southern humor. He works clean. He calls it clean with an edge. It's primarily clean. He lives sober now, so there's a lot of fodder for good stories. There. Anyways, he grew up in Alabama, so Southern observational humor. He's consistently on Fallon, big on social media. He's even the national spokesperson right now for Cracker Barrel. But but his, you know, his humor, he really connects with people. And that'll be a great opportunity to hear spoken word in this new acoustic environment.
Nice. He'll be the first one that people will be able to really get.
He'll be the
experience.
First spoken word artist. The first artist people can experience in the new environment is a performer named Hiromi. She is the pianist. She reminds me a bit of Herbie Hancock, even Herbie Hancock with Headhunters. You know, there's a real groove to it. There's a funk to it. Really lively pianist. Most other pianists play her music because it's really special. It's really lively, and people can connect with her very easily. But she'll be the very first, her and her band, to give the new acoustic environment a run through.
And will the acoustic environment be there for the upstage performances, or is that just primarily for the whole center?
Right. So to try to draw a distinction, upstage happens on the stage, and so we already had created a different acoustic environment for that space. It was the bigger hall that is where we needed to reimagine what acoustics could be. So upstage has its own environment, and that's been a gem from the get-go. But the bigger hall, as I said, had its challenges with reinforced music, so that's what we've mitigated.
Great. And you said there was another comedian coming as well?
Well, there's any number of people
maybe.
That I think are really funny, and one of them will be the night before Halloween, a guy named Joseph Keckler. And I love Joe. I can't wait for this show. He's a sings Italian opera primarily, but he writes his own libretto, which are ludicrous. I mean, just outrageous story. So he's part opera singer, part stand-up comedian, part goth. That's the reason to have
part
him.
Goth.
Yeah,
okay.
Part to have him the night before Halloween. But a real character, and anytime I've seen him, the people around me, the experience is the same. They go, what is this? And then they bust out laughing within a minute. And then they turn to the person, whether they know them or not, beside them and say, oh, my God, this guy's so talented. So he'll be upstage, and that's going to be a special night.
Wow, that's great. So all the fun kicks off September 19th. That's when the season opens. Mm-hmm. You have a preview on July 22nd that's for the general public. You had one for your affiliates. By the way, you mentioned affiliates. How would people go about becoming more than just a now and then kind of consumer of this wonderful art?
Right. Our affiliates are so important to our work, and those, of course, people that make a cash gift to UFPA. One of the advantages, in addition to supporting UFPA, is that you get early ticket buying privileges. So any of these artists that you've heard that you're excited about, by becoming an affiliate, you ensure that you get an early crack at tickets. So that's a big advantage. And as you mentioned, season previews coming up on Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 7 p.m., free, open to the general public. And I'm here to tell you, in addition, what happens with that is I go through each of the performers for the year and show some video, give some context why they might be of interest to you. And on that night, I'm giving a little bit away here, we have a special guest performer. So if you come to the preview, you'll not only hear about the coming season, but you'll get to see one of my favorite performing groups from my 37 years in this business, a group called Kumarian. They're from Peshawar, Pakistan, and they are special. So I hope people will come on the 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Phillips Center, free. In addition to the season preview, you get an experience with Kumarian.
And you said all of the information, like details on the performances, are available on your website, which is?
Performingarts.ufl.edu. And yes, all that information, from the ability to donate and become an affiliate to purchasing tickets for these performances, are all there.
Okay, so tickets can go either through the website or through your box office.
That's right.
And what is the phone number for the box office? Do you have that handy by chance?
You know, you would think that I do, and I do. 352-392-2787.
There you go. Well, it sounds like a very exciting season, the 2025-26 UF Performing Arts season, which is going to be in the main hall, upstage, the Squitieri Theater, something for everyone. And if you want to find out more information, go to the website, performingarts.ufl.edu. And Brian, thank you for sharing more information on what's here. We'll have you back again for some of these other performances, but get your tickets now. They go on sale August 23rd.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
That was University of Florida Performing Arts Director Brian Joes on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.